Hello and welcome. You're tuned in to the Witch Wavelength, a magical vibration in the form of ideas and practices, stories, songs, and conversations, all about living magically. I'm your host, Sheena Cundy, author, singer-songwriter with Morrigan's Path and Essex Witch. I'm broadcasting from my treehouse at the bottom of the Cundy Garden in Bradbourne-on-Sea, which is a small village on the southeast coastline of Essex in the UK. It's pretty remote here, kind of on the edge of the planet, and I don't get out much, which is one of the reasons I'm starting this podcast. So thank you for joining me. I'm delighted to be sharing this time and space with you. At the time of recording, it's a new moon, which is one of my favourite lunar phases, all about new beginnings. And it's in Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and a great one for tuning into our dreams and setting intentions. So it feels like the perfect time to be starting this right now. With all this fiery energy around, it's really quite magical. It's also the first of the month and it's April, and I can tell you that it really felt like Mother Nature was laughing out loud earlier. On my walk with the dogs this morning, we were caught in a flurry of thick snow. The north wind was blowing and, well, here in the UK, the Northern Hemisphere, it's supposed to be spring. Only last week we had Ostara, the spring equinox, and there was lots of sunshine, so there you go. No rhyme or reason, is there sometimes? Mother Nature's got a sense of humour. And why not indeed? We need it, don't we? Anyway, so how have I come to be starting this podcast? Well, it's really an extension and, as I see it, a continuing exploration of a book of the same title that I wrote and self-published at Inbulk the beginning of this year, 2022, and the book being a non-fiction personal development guide for the magical self, and the idea and concept of the book, and indeed this podcast, is about tuning into the deep magic of our own natural wisdom without the need for labels of any kind. So you may or may not call yourself a witch. You might be female, or male, or neither. It doesn't matter at all. What does matter, and why you might be listening to this, is that you have a sense of the magic in your life, in whatever way, shape, or form it takes. And like I do, you know that connecting to and feeling that magic is a powerful thing, because deep down we know it has the potential to change our lives. It's transformational stuff. And that's why after writing and publishing the book, it feels like such a natural step to be creating this podcast and sharing the magic of my own life and that of other people's in this way. The wonder of technology and the internet truly is an amazing thing, isn't it? And I think audio is such a great format because with the creation of sound, we can weave our magic in waves that are unique to our own voice. And I'm really excited about this because it means, that in creating this podcast, The Witch Wavelength, it will enable me to share with you my writing creations in their different formats. So that's books and stories, songs, poems, chants, and perhaps the occasional to-do list. No, I'm only joking. Because I write the songs and perform them with the band, to be able to share and talk to you about the music of Morrigan's Path here on the podcast literally makes my heart sing, honestly. Talking about the songs is something I never really get a chance to do that much at gigs because there isn't the time. And when you have a band behind you, telling the story of how a song came into being can feel a bit self-indulgent, you know. So I hope you won't mind me doing it here. On that note, I'm going to play a track from Beyond the Veil, which is our second album, because it feels like a good thing to do and I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. This song is about visualising and sending out our intentions into the world to manifest whatever we want. It's about making the dream real, whatever that might be. In a nutshell, it's a musical spellcasting. So here is Not a Dream by Morrigan's Path.
Paint a picture in your mind, see the colours glow. Another place, another time, you can come and you can go. To a land far away from here, in a feeling ever so near. A distant echo from the past, can you hear it say? The die is waiting to be cast. Magic always finds a way. In pots of gold and falling rain, sunny spells are here again. It's not a dream if it makes you feel like waking up, then it must be real. It's not a dream if it all comes true. What does it mean? What did you do? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? I see you drawing from above, power in your hands. Now will you turn it into love and watch it spill over the land, in every word and every deed? Who are the fruits of all your seeds? It's not a dream if it makes you feel like waking up, then it must be real. It's not a dream if it all comes true. What does it mean? What did you do? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? So your dream will always find where it is meant to go, to the right place at the right time. No need to chase, no need to follow. You will make it real somehow, if you live it here and now. It's not a dream if it makes you feel like waking up, then it must be real. It's not a dream if it all comes true. What does it mean? What did you do? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? Another place, another time, you can come and you can go. To a land far away from here, in a feeling ever so near. It's not a dream if it makes you feel like waking up, then it must be real. It's not a dream if it all comes true. What does it mean? What did you do? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? It's not a dream if it makes you feel like waking up, then it must be real. It's not a dream if it all comes true. What does
does it mean? What did you do? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true? What did you do to make it come true?
I hope you enjoyed that. We made a video of it, which I'll link to in the show notes, and you can find it on YouTube. We had such fun making that film, and at one of my favourite places too, which is an old 7th century Saxon chapel down at the beach, which is only a mile from where we live, that I visit daily with my dogs. It's a very simple but magical place where we had the pleasure of performing a private gig of our own there one year at Beltane. It certainly feels like a dream now. So here on this weekly podcast, as well as a place for my own creations, I will also be talking to other creators about theirs. Every other week, there will be some kind of magical being with me, another writer, artist, bard, healer or teacher, joining me to share stories about their own magical lives. I'm looking forward to that too. I love meeting others, especially on the witch wavelength. It's always when magic happens. My hope and intention with the Witch Wavelength podcast is to provide some upliftment for the soul where it's needed, and to inspire and entertain you on some level. And I think it will become clear in the coming episodes, well, I hope that it will become clear, that magic runs through the Witch Wavelength like blood from the heart of the earth. It really is a living thing. Before I go any further, I'd just like to offer a practice which really helps to connect with and tune into the magic of the self. It's a very simple, but it's a powerful practice. So as long as you're not driving, if you're driving, pull over, shut your eyes, place a hand on your heart and take 3 deep breaths. So allowing any tension to flow out of your body and back to the earth through the soles of your feet, and just focus your attention on your heart center. Ask your heart to show you your magic. Listen to your heart and be open to any impressions that you receive through your senses. You might hear a voice, you might see images or symbols in your mind, or you might feel sensations in your body. Just be open to those impressions and be patient, and trust that the wait will be worthwhile, and it will be. Remember that you can tune and return to this place at any time, wherever you may be. And the more you ask the question and live with it, the more you pose it to the universe, the more you will create and resonate with the energy. And if you make this a daily practice, you'll find that the magic really does reveal itself naturally to you. And just by acknowledging its presence and making an intention to honour it by acting on the guidance, you'll find that it's a really lovely practice to do. Because magic is really our greatest teacher. I really believe that. So to finish this introductory episode, I'd like to read you a short snippet from the beginning of the book, The Witch Wavelength. From chapter 2, entitled The Magic, the Witch and the Wavelength. When you are on the witch wavelength, you are naturally tuning into your magical nature, who you are at soul level. Soul is not something you have, it is what and who you are. And the essence of this nature is an eternal spirit who has lived many lives. Your magical nature is infinite and eternal. It's your soul connection. If this stirs the elements within you, if you can hear the distant echo of the past and the future calling through the mists of time, your magical nature is speaking to you. You may hear it in the voice of the goddess and the gods, the ancestors, the songs of the sun, moon and the stars inside of you, and in the wild drumbeat of nature all around you. If you have a yearning to know how to shape and fulfill your creative potential, you're already dancing close to the flames. If you feel drawn to the ebb and the flow of the magical tides deep inside you, you're standing at the shoreline of all possibility. If you can hear the wind spirits whisper their magic through every breath you take, and the heartbeat of the earth is so close to your own, you can no longer tell the difference. You're not weird or wonky. In fact, it's all perfectly natural. You're on the witch wavelength. If this has resonated with you, then it would be great if you could subscribe, because then you'll get notifications every week of each new episode. And please share with anyone who you think might enjoy it. That would be lovely. And if you need any more information on myself and what I'm doing, my creations, then you can find that information at sheenacundy.com. So thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to tuning in with you next time. And until then, sending lots of magic your way, take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye.